Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to check in with Wes McGrath and head coach of the Central Panthers down in Camp Point, Illinois. That's Brad Dixon. I guess first up, kind of how do you size up this football in March as the first official day of a practice taking place on March the 3rd? Strange times, I know.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I remember talking to you back in the summertime about what we thought was going to happen, and you know, we're hopeful that, you know, things would have improved where we could have played in the fall. And then obviously they come out with kind of that February start date. And then when basketball didn't get off in November like we thought, and we got into the first of the year, I'll be honest, the chances I thought of us playing any sports besides maybe the spring ones was pretty slim to none. And then in a few days that changed, and you know, we've been able to have a basketball season, you know, without any real issues so far, and so we're excited about the opportunity for football. There's some things to navigate between the sharing of athletes and the crossover, but you know, we've got, I think, 8 seniors this year, so it's a smaller senior class, but you know, we're happy that they're going to get that opportunity to strap it up for 6 games, and that we're going to get a chance to go on a little 8-week, you know, spring season when we didn't think we were going to get anything.
Yeah, so, you know, the overlap you talk about basically from, you know, March the 3rd to March the 13th, you're talking about 10 days where the overlap takes place between football and basketball. Hopefully that's just a one-year deal here with COVID. Now, how are you making that work in your school district?
Yeah, so we wanted to do our best at, you know, not wearing these kids out. So we're really only going to take, you know, it takes 10 days for the basketball guys to be able to participate in football. And their last game, I believe, is the Wednesday, the following Wednesday. So we're going to just take 3 of those days. So I think 3 out of the first 7, they're going to come to football. And then they may do some basketball stuff after. But we're going to, I guess just kind of the way our schedule worked out, that we didn't have basketball games going all the way to that following Saturday like they could have. So we should have all of our kids for, I think, 8 practices. So it's just a matter of getting in those others. So they're going to come to our first football practice, I think, then practice 4 and then practice 7 and then the rest of the way out. And that's going to allow us to get those guys, those 10, and of course everyone else will get those 14. And then on the other side, there's a 3-week overlap obviously with the spring sports, so we're still kind of working through that, but we kind of pushed the start date back at least a week on that, and then limiting games during that time when football's finishing up, you know, a Monday here, which is normally a film day, and a Saturday here, things like that. But we're kind of working through that, making sure our football guys can get their bullpens in and that kind of stuff that they would normally have at the start of baseball. So fortunately, the guys here, we've all worked together for, you know, in 6-plus years, I guess, on all levels, some of us as many as 13 years together. So we've got a pretty good working relationship always with sharing athletes. So it's a little more challenging, but we're working through it.
I know when we were talking about basketball, you know, Coach, getting underway, I think the first thing when I was talking to coaches was shock. I think most people thought there weren't going to be high-risk sports until all of a sudden that one day in late January they said, no, we can have high-risk sports. You know, and with basketball, you know, I've asked a lot of coaches, how do you approach this year, you know, with no postseason? And, you know, the first answer is always, or the first part of the answer is always, you know, we want to make sure the seniors get the opportunity and they get a season. That's what it's all about. But then after that, you know, it's new territory, because what is the measuring stick as you progress through a season to kind of get ready? And, you know, football will be interesting because you always try to, you know, win that 5th game or 6th game to punch your ticket to the postseason. And this year's really strange because you're playing in March. How do you approach high school football, COVID-19, in 2021?
Yeah, I think honestly for us, you know, we're just going to talk about going on a mission and, you know, setting some specific things that we want to do in terms of, you know, this is what we want to be every day. We want to enjoy every day. We want to go out you know, do the best that we can, enjoy the opportunities that we have in front of us, make every day the best we can, you know, no matter the weather, and focus on that, not put a we want to win X amount of games, we want to, you know, do this and that. You know, we just want to try to create things that we want to be known for. So when we walk into practice, you know, our mantra is obviously to be freaks, and we kind of have an acronym with that. But, you know, what does that look like? And, you know, we're going to put that on the kids and say, okay, you know, what do we expect every day out here to look like? We've only got, you know, I think it's 7.5 weeks. And we're going to focus on that from a day-to-day perspective on what we want to do. And we're going to have fun. And you know, we're only going for an hour and a half. I mean, that's all our practices are going to be from the get-go. That's kind of a school mitigation thing. And it's kind of been the way it's been with our winter sports coming back from not doing much. And that's just kind of where the school is on it. And we're not a team that practices super long anyway. So, you know, this will be a little shorter than normal. So it'll be about maximizing, you know, the opportunities that we have and like I said, enjoying each day and you know, going out and playing to the best of our ability and leaving it at that and not putting any concern on wins. You know, I think obviously, you know, people like to win, but we firmly believe if we do the things that we demand of ourselves to do, that the scoreboard will take care of itself. And you know, we're just going to kind of surrender those results to what we do on a daily basis.
How shocked were you when you heard that they actually were going to have a football season, well, even a basketball season? Because I know when we got to late January, you know, when I talked to a bunch of educators, when you think about it, you know, we're here last couple of days of February, there's not a lot of school left, you know, but there's it's strange because there's a lot of sports left. And even if you reflect back to late January when they announced basketball would be played, and then they said, well, we're going to get all these sports. And I'm like, well, how are you going to do that? Like I said, there's not a lot of school left, but there's still a lot of sports to be played. That's what's so crazy about this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, so we had just, I think, our son, we just had a newborn son. He's a month old now. So I think maybe he was a day old, or maybe not quite at the time. We were still in the hospital and, you know, all of a sudden my wife, I'm like, I think we're playing football. it sounds, you know, people were saying, well, it sounds like the governor just opened everything back up. So then I'm trying to go back and watch the video. And I probably would have gave it a 1% chance for basketball or anything indoor. And I thought maybe like a 10% chance we would do football. I really thought, you know, as close to 100% as we could be, that they would do everything in their power to do baseball, softball, and track. So I kept kind of using that with our kids as we continued to train. Hey guys, we, you know, I think at least we're going to get these sports. But yeah, then it was just, yeah, like I said, shock. You know, I texted the seniors and right away and told them how happy I was for them and how we would do everything in our power to make it a memorable season. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, I hope coaches aren't going to go into this thing and, you know, try to play catch up and take the first week and just try to bury and destroy their kids and put as much on them as they can to get back. I mean, I don't think that's what it's about. It should be about, you know, teaching the game and having fun and enjoying the opportunity that they have to play and you know, treating it like that and not treating it like, you know, we're going to try to get in everything that we would have got in the fall in the first 2 weeks. You know, and so that's how we're approaching it. You know, our guys are excited. You know, I always want our guys, you know, we're going to work hard, but I want our guys to walk off the practice field and enjoy it. You know, I want them to come back the next day and even more so this year, just being thankful for those opportunities that we have. And like I said, that's how we're going to approach it. And we may try to do some more things just to have a little bit more fun than normal, I guess, because it is a short season and you don't have that postseason, you know, all of those fun things that we would normally get to do with playoff selection shows and charter bus trips and, you know, these crazy team meals and all of those types of things. So, you know, I think as coaches, we need to do, you know, as much as we can to kind of make it as memorable as we can, you know, on a positive end for those that. We do get a lot of kids that live and die football. For football is that one sport where kids that might not play anything else go out and play football because they you know, they don't mind hitting, they don't mind the physicality of it. but maybe they're not overly skilled in other things. So I think we really got to make sure that we make this a special season for them.
Yeah, in how you explain it, it's almost like, you know, because you can't say it's a traditional season, but it's almost like how you explain it is almost like a modified off season, with the exception of you get some games and you get the pads out. I mean, is that kind of a right assessment on that?
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, for, I guess, three quarters of our team that gets to play in the fall, hopefully under a normal, it is a great opportunity to continue to improve and really, I guess, show yourself on where you think you should be the following year and get an opportunity to improve on your skills. And for the seniors, it's an opportunity to get six more chances to take the field. And looking at how our current schedule is set up, we've only got two home games. Just because it's a year, you know, we might get a third depending on what our crossover ends up week six. So that's only a couple more chances to get out on our own home field. And, you know, we take the field the way we do and just the things that we do are kind of our tradition. And, you know, hopefully we'll have more than 50 fans by the time football rolls around. I don't know. But at least we'll have that many, in the stands. So a little bit of that type of atmosphere, but. Yeah, I mean it's a different year, and like I said, it's up to us coaches to try to make it as normal as we can in terms of preparation and how we would do things, but then also try to think of it in terms of, you know, what are some outside the box things that maybe may make this a little more memorable than you know, just saying, yeah, we played a few games, and you know, what else can we do in that regard? And I think, you know, our conference setting up the conference crossover, the North Division versus the South Division in week six, you know, based upon how you finished in your conference is kind of a cool way to add some excitement. So, you know, like I said, we're trying to think outside the box in that regard and being thankful again for just the chance to be able to play because, you know, like I said, if we were having this conversation in December 26th, we're probably, you know, we're talking a whole different language probably at that point. So.
Yeah. And then, you know, you talk about this season, you know, playing in March through April. And then, you know, I'm interested to see how do you approach then the off season and then transitioning into next season if we're back to normal? Is that big of an issue, you think?
Well, yeah, I might not be the best guy to ask on that because I'm a big less is more kind of guy. From a football coach's perspective, my summer looks like one or two days right when school gets out of what we call a mini camp, where we just kind of initially install. We usually only go to about one or two 7-on-7s, and then we have a five-day team camp. So from a football perspective, that's all we usually do in the summer. So I think on average we use somewhere around 7 to 9 contact days. Now we do all school athletic, you know, our training stuff. Where the kids come in and work out for an hour and a half, but we don't do anything sports specific in there. So for us, you know, from a football perspective, we may or may not try to get in a 7-on-7 in July. It all depends. We'll try to have our 5-day team camp the last week of July, like we always do. You know, and we'll try, you know, I know basketball, you know, obviously with sports going into June, they're going to want to probably try to play some games somewhere in June or July, which a lot of times I know, you know, teams do June basketball and in July football. Some people do. And then obviously you have travel baseball. And so I don't know how many years, 10 years ago or whatever. We didn't want to make kids choose and compete and all that. And, you know, we try to, I guess from a football perspective, I always want to try to make when practice starts for it to be something new and fresh. I don't want to take 25 days of the kids' summer doing all kinds of football stuff. You know, I want them to be glad that now they get the chance to do football because all summer they've done other things and football is new and fresh and exciting and it's the start of a new year. So that's kind of always been our approach to how we do it. So we're not going to try to cram anything more into that time, you know, outside of our just basic team camp. And we run that team camp as a way to at least give us a little bit of a head start when practice starts. And so we try to run it as like an install, you know, type thing at that time. So that, you know, looking at it right now on the surface, that's where we'll be with it.
And then, you know, so we talk about transitioning from football in you know, I call it the winter, late winter, early spring of 2021 to the fall of 2021. And hopefully we're back to normal when the new school year resumes. But then, you know, we talked about coming out of basketball season into football season this year. But then you hinted a little bit at coming out of football and moving into the spring season. And this year, spring involves track, it involves wrestling, and it involves baseball. And I'm just curious, from a small school standpoint, you know, are there enough kids to go around for three sports like that in the spring? That's the big challenge, I think, you know, out of football and then into the spring with, like I said, man, all these sports still have to have a season and get to the finish line. So how does that work coming out, and are there enough athletes to do all that?
Yeah, if you take the last week of football, whatever that week of April 19th to the 26th, you have track, you have football finishing up. So track's in maybe week three, baseball's in week three, and wrestling's in week one. So you have four sports there. So I know for us, our wrestling program is not going to start that first week. They may have some voluntary workouts for non-football players in that first week. Because most of those kids play both, obviously. And so they're going to start officially that next week. Baseball and track, we're kind of pushing our start, I guess, our contest back. And like I said, until, you know, maybe the week before football ends, having one competition, and then that week, the last week of football, maybe having one or two. And then we're just sharing in terms of, like I said, from a football coach's perspective, Mondays usually are our film day. We don't even take the field on Mondays. Those are days that our baseball guys will go to baseball practice. Tuesdays are a helmet day only for us in football as well. And so those are days we're going to split and have, you know, have them at football for a little bit of period of time as we, you know, install our game plan, and then they'll go to baseball or track. And so that's kind of, you know, how we're doing that. Like I said, wrestling is going to start after football. And so, like I said, our goal as a coaching staff is always to try to get our kids to play as many sports as they want to and can. And we are adamant at just as coaches that we don't schedule things on top of each other. So I would never schedule a football summer thing around, you know, what something on top of basketball or vice versa. And so we're trying to do the same thing in that regard. And then we don't practice football on Saturdays, so that's another day for the baseball team to practice. Thursdays, when we would have our walkthroughs, get done with that, we'd have team meal and all that. Well, you know, no team meals and things this year due to COVID, and so those kids will go to baseball practice or track for a little bit. So that's how we're working it out. My biggest fear is actually on the seniors, and hoping that, you know, some of those kids will play into June. You know, I know with graduation being in May and starting in April, and maybe if track, let's say track is their only sport and they're a senior, you know, are they willing to carry that into June? You know, I hope all of our kids are. I've kind of talked to them, but I could see at that point in time some kids saying, you know what, I'm not sure I want to go all the way into the summer with this, or if I just want to graduate and move on with my job or getting ready for college or things like that. You know, I know Iowa plays those sports in the summer and they've been able to do it, but I'm just hopeful that, you know, some of those kids that maybe have played the sports, but maybe they're, you know, either that is their only sport or maybe it's not their favorite sport, will go ahead and play that into the summertime. You know, just knowing what the schedule is. So that's one concern that I have, but hopefully, you know, just the excitement of being able to play again, will I guess deal with that.
Yeah. And I hope people approach it the way that, you know, when we look back at late January, I think the worst case scenario is no sports taking place, right? That didn't happen. But then, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, I want it this way or I want it that way. Well, you know, it could have been the worst case scenario, nothing at all. So as we wrap up getting through this pandemic, I'm not going to say it's the best option that happened, but kids are still playing, which is important.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's, obviously everyone would like more time. Yeah, it would have been great to play a six-game football season and have a three-week playoff. You know, it would have been nice for basketball to have at least a regional, you know, all of those things. But yes, we would all like more time. But I think for a kid that loves to play basketball, enjoys football, goes out for track because his buddies are on the team, maybe doesn't love it, it gives that kid that opportunity to do that. And if they want to be a superstar this year and they want to do track and wrestling at the same time and be four sports, I mean, it gives them a chance to do those things. And as coaches, you know, it's our job to make sure we're scheduling accordingly with practices, and we're not trying to cram a 6 a.m. to 7:30 morning practice for one sport, then after school, you know, and then pile something else on top. I mean, we have to be mindful of the kids' time. The same thing, and, you know, I've talked at this about the summertime and how we schedule. I mean, if every coach in the summer wants to use all 25 contact days in all three sports, then the kid's gonna be wore out, injured, you know, not be ready to go when the season starts. And I think we have to treat it the same way as we roll into these sports, you know, with basketball into football into the spring sports. And so, you know, coaches have to be, you know, very mindful and communicate and you know, not be scared every once in a while to give a kid a day off. I know we think, well, we can't give them a day off because they've had all these days off. They did, you know, but our basketball team played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, you know, so we're cramming a ton of stuff on them in a short amount of time. It really, to me, it doesn't matter that they had all that time off before, you know, if we're not going to give them any of that opportunity now. And so we have to be very mindful of how much we're giving them and when to say when and when to say, you know what, I know it's blasphemy to not practice on a Tuesday during the football season, but maybe that's what we need right now because these kids are going to go play a baseball game instead, or, you know, we're going to let them go to baseball practice on a Tuesday, you know, during week five of the football season. You know, some of that stuff's going to happen this year. And like I said, we just have to roll with it and do what's best for the kids.
All right, Coach, appreciate your reaction to all this today and your input. And we look forward to a successful March football season. Enjoy a Wednesday, March the 3rd, and, of course, put the ball on the tee March 19th, and we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, and the weather's, you know, hopefully it stays with this kind of little weather we've been having, and it looks like for the next week or so, but hopefully that continues and we have a mild spring and we can have some fun.
So. All right. What year number is head coach for Camp Point Central?
I think this is the start of year 10, I think.
Holy smokes. A decade of Panther football down at Central High School in Camp Point. Well, good luck to you, Coach. Always appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Brad Dixon, head coach of the Central Panthers out of Camp Point, of course, a Westmer Warrior grad. We'll have more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.